shabby through being associated with such a contemptible person. Since the will of the carnal nafs is besought for help, it is mockery that whatever God wills shall come to pass.
Uh-huh. A very good point, a strong point. He says, listen, if Satan could do whatever he wants, if my ego could do this, what's that silly stuff that you may say, whatever he wants will be done? Uh-huh. Because if whatever he wants will be done, so all this bad stuff which is coming from this Satan, it's his will, isn't it? Or, do you get it? The conversation here is very logical, very strong point. Yes, the fellow will say, if the ego is the winner, I love ego more than God. But, yes.
If I am a disgrace to the Magi, or am an infidel, I am not such as to think this of God. That anyone should seek to exercise authority in his kingdom against his will and in spite of him, and thus should occupy his kingdom, so that the creator of the breath dare not breathe a word. He wishes to repel him and must do so. The devil at every moment is increasing his anxiety.
Yes. Okay. A very simple question here now. We say, okay, the way you're talking, the way you're explaining it, is that this devil is going around and does the bad stuff whenever he wants. Yeah? Yes? Is it? Why he doesn't stop him? Answer my question. He doesn't stop him. He does whatever he likes. So I follow this fellow. I follow the Satan. Because Satan is greater than God. God cannot stop Satan. But Satan is stopping the goodness of God. So Satan is a successful, more powerful one. I believe in him. So what? Yes.
I must worship the devil inasmuch as he is predominant in every assembly.
Bad translation. It's everybody should worship this devil. Everybody should be a slave of this Satan. Yes. Because he is the successful one. Yeah.
Okay. Lest the devil take vengeance on me. And then in that case, how can the gracious lend me a hand? That which he wills, his desire is fulfilled. By whom shall my affairs be restored to prosperity?
So, a very simple paragraph, if you look at it seriously, don't joke about it. You see that, how serious it is. Yes, this guy will tell the other non-believer, come and believe in God, then you will go to the paradise. He'll say, why do you say that? You confess that God cannot stop Satan. Satan does whatever he wants. So, why should I follow your God? Shouldn't I follow this Satan? Simple, right? Uh-huh. Now, Rumi needs to bring in other subjects, this and that and that and that, because we are talking about free will. Is it here or not? You could never prove it really that I have a free will. But you cannot even deny it. Where is it? What is it? This is the major question here. Yeah. Because if you don't understand this, that lover is silly. Yeah.
Parable of the devil at the door of the merciful God.
Uh-huh.
God forbid. Whatever God wills shall come to pass. He is the ruler over the world of space and non-spatiality. Without his command, No one in his kingdom shall add the tip of a single hair.
Excuse me, who is talking? Those two fellows who are arguing are not here. Suddenly Rumi started to talk. That, okay, that was the argument. But this is the way we see it. Yes, whatever God wants will be done. Yeah.
The kingdom is his kingdom. The command is his. That devil of his is the meanest dog at his door. If a Turkoman's dog is lying at the door with his face and head resting on the threshold, if the children of the house keep pulling his tail, he will be humble in the children's hand. If, however, a stranger passes by, he will rush at him like a fierce lion, for he is hard on the unbelievers. To a friend, he is the rose, to an enemy, as the thorn. He has become so faithful and vigilant on account of the Tutmaj broth that the Turkoman has given him. The dog then, namely the devil, whom God causes to exist, and in whom he creates 100 thoughts and cunning plans, and whom he feeds with honors, so that he takes away the honor of the virtuous and the wicked. The honor of the populace is the Tutmaj broth, by which the devil dog is fed. Tell me, how should not his soul be devoted to the decree at the door of the tent of the omnipotence?
Okay. You see what the argument... Rumi brings in another argument here. He will say, wait a minute. That was too extreme. Let me talk about the dog. The dog of the time of Rumi, not the dog of today, which your dog speaks English, I believe, or meditates or whatever. He says, look at this dog. Okay, the dog is there, the children of the home could play with it, tear his tail and whatever. He doesn't do anything. When a stranger comes, then this doggy is the doggy, right? So why? This is good or bad? Nobody could say it is bad. Now I say it is bad. Having dog is bad. But it's a time of Rumi. And having the dog is a part of the life of these Turkoman people, right? So, you say, okay, that dog understand the difference between internal group and relationship and the outsider. Why? Because the doggy is treated for that. They will treat the dog, right? Okay, this Satan is treated. And all the bad stuff that the people will do is the treatment of the Satan. Satan is here not to create the bad stuff, but to bring it up, to provoke it, to somehow let the secret out. It's something like that. Think about it like this. Yes.
Troop on troop of obedient and rebellious, like the dog spreading his forepaws on the threshold, are stationed like dogs at the door of the cave of the Godhead, seeking the command with every particle and with every nerve agog. O devil dog, inflict tribulation in order that how these creatures set foot on this way. Continually rush, prevent, and look to see who is female in respect of sincerity and who is male. For what purpose then is I take refuge when the dog in his arrogance has run swiftly? This I take refuge is, O Turkoman of Kita, call your dog off and leave the way clear, that I may come to the door of your tent and beg what I need from your bounty on and high estate.
Okay, now we turned around the stuff and said, okay, now imagine you want something from this Turkoman. You need something. What do? You should go a little bit closer and shout it out, Mr. Turkoman, I need something, please stop your dog. Then the Turkoman will stop the dog, you will go in. This A'udh means, oh, I'm sorry, oh my God, excuse me, is just like that. You call him, the dog will go away. That's automatic, yes.
When the Turkoman is incapable of the dog's fury, this, I take refuge, and this cry of distress are improper. Mm-hmm. The Turkoman too will say, I take refuge from the dog, for I too am helpless against the dog in my home. You cannot come to this door, nor can I go forth from the door. Now, dust is on the head of the Turkoman and the stranger guest, since one dog binds the necks of them both.
Yeah. So, okay, just as a joke, I would say, imagine that the Turkoman will not come out and will shout that, I'm sorry, I'm afraid of that dog because that dog even bites me, so I cannot come out. Sorry. Now what? If it happens. Oh, you should say, what a stupid Turkoman, what a stupid guy, what a stupid dog. Right? Because if the Turkoman is afraid of the dog, why he's keeping the dog and treating it? Should let it go. Let it die out of hunger. And if he is afraid of the dog, why should I trust him? Period. So everything is mixed up. Yes.
God forbid. If the Turkoman utter a shout, what of the dog? A fierce lion would vomit blood. O you who have called yourself the Lion of God, for years you have been powerless against a dog. How should this dog hunt on your behalf when you have manifestly become a prey to the dog?
Ah, okay. He interpreted all the project we were talking about, right? Between these two partners or whatever who were, what should I do and blah, blah. He brought it down to the scale of the reality of his time and I said, look at it. There is that doggy. That Turkoman should know what he's doing and should do the correct stuff, keep the dog in a good condition, the dog will be a good dog, and you could go and shout for help, he will help you and everything is good. But if not, so what? It's like that you have a hunting instrument which doesn't hunt for you. Because this is what the dog is for. Dog here is manipulated with the human being, trained to be the doggy who doesn't do anything with the families, but is against the strangers. Yes.
The reply.
Now forget about this paragraph we read. Let's go back to that invitation that you come and be the Muslim. Yes.
The reply of the Sunni believer to the necessitarian infidel, and the proof by which he established the power of choice possessed by a servant of God. The Sunnah is a road trodden by the feet of the prophets on whom is peace. On the right hand of that road lies the desert of necessity, Jab, where the necessitarian regards himself as having no power of choice and denies the command and prohibition and employs interpretation, Tawo. And from the command and prohibition being denied, their necessarily follows the denial of paradise, since paradise is the reward of those who obey the command, while hell is the reward of those who disobey it. I will not state to what else it ultimately leads. An indication is enough for the wise. And on the left hand